KVNA FM Studio One, and we have in the studio with us today a special treat, Jocelyn and Chris, traveling through the area. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We are so glad you stopped in the studio with us. We've been following you since 2017.
I know. You guys are the best. Thank you for the support.
I have to say you've made it rather easy. We appreciate what you guys are giving us, some fantastic music to play. You're interesting. You're Harvard grads from New York, upstate New York. And
thank you. Wow, I'm going to call up mom and dad after this and tell them, hey, they said we're interesting. That's cool.
It has nothing to do with those grandma snickerdoodles that you send us every now and again. No, it has a lot to do with
them. Just small bribes.
Yeah.
But seriously, your music is just fantastic, and we've been watching you grow from your beginnings in 2017, your first recordings, Red Stops Traffic,
yeah.
For example, one of the songs that we loved here in Northern Arizona. And we'll play that for you here in just a few moments to kind of remind you of where Jocelyn and Chris were in the beginning. And now you've got your 8th studio album already just came out this summer.
Yeah, we're so excited about it. It's like I have never been prouder of anything in my life, basically. Mm-hmm.
It has been a long time coming, and we are so glad to finally be sharing it with the world.
You promised to do a little acoustic jam for us in the studio.
We'd
so
love to.
We're looking forward to hearing more from that album. It is called Favorite Ghosts and now available. Let's backtrack just a little bit. During the pandemic, you guys were very bored?
No. Yeah, definitely bored.
No, you were very proactive in getting your music out there and helping people along, both with their mental health and helping radio stations along by doing Facebook takeover concerts and providing some interesting music opportunities for people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wish I could say that we were, you know, just helping other people, but we definitely helped ourselves with it too, because I think we would have gone absolutely insane if we couldn't play music, at least in that way, you know? So thank goodness for live streaming, and thank you to you guys for giving us the opportunity to kind of share our music in that way, because it was really the only game in town for a while, you know?
Honestly, so it was our pleasure. The way you guys interact with the listeners, the fans, is just top-notch.
You guys, it's making the best out of a bad situation.
Exactly. You know, so you guys are really good at making lemonade, and I have to say, you're the hardest-working lemonade makers out there. Always on the road when it's not a pandemic, and if you're not on the road, obviously, you're in the studio. So tell us what went into this latest album? You talked about a long time coming. Tell us.
Yeah, so we had most of this record written before everything shut down, and we had a good amount of it recorded, but we didn't really get to finish it, and then all of a sudden we had to just go, like, sit in our basement for 18 months, pretty much. So we took the opportunity to just really, like, rework things and make it kind of the ideal version and try to, like, just get as much into every single song as we possibly could. And if there was one silver lining of the entire past few years, it was our ability to be able to spend so much time and to take the time to, like, you know, take a break and then come back a month later and see what we could hear in the songs that we hadn't heard previously and work with other people who would have been on tour or too busy. So we got some guest artists on the record.
Ooh,
one
nice.
Of the bassists, Byron Isaacs, who plays bass for the Lumineers, put bass on a couple of tracks.
Awesome.
And so it was really we've never made an album like it. I doubt we ever will again, because I think it would require some pretty crazy circumstances, but I am super proud of where it ended up, and I think it is the greatest thing that we've ever made.
Oh, wow, that's a good billing. Let's just say no more crazy circumstances.
We're putting that out into the world. Yes. Please chill out.
Yes, exactly. But you had the time to actually rework things.
Yeah.
How unusual that is in your fast-paced industry. Your perspective obviously changed too.
Yeah, it's crazy when you get that time to just kind of be with your own thoughts, you know? It's crazy what can come out of that.
Yeah. So, I think we're all dealing with that now.
Yep. Definitely.
Well, if you would please give us an introduction to the song you're about to perform.
Yeah, so we're going to start things off with Runaway. This is the current single. Thank you guys for supporting it. And it's in its 14th week on the Billboard Triple A charts right now. Thanks to you guys. So thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks. Let her rip. Jocelyn and Chris, Runaway on KVNA.
Let's just run away. You gave an inch, they took a mile. somehow took away a reason to smile. Didn't feel got away. You lost the words, you couldn't say what you were trying to say. Run away. You took a shot, didn't get far. And for a moment you forgot who you were. You've got a choice, yeah, you can choose. So come with me, cause we've got nothing to lose. When your bones are aching and you feel like you're lost, when your hands are shaking, you can see what you got. When your heart is breaking, oh, don't you see? Just run away from me. Let's just run away. Run away. We make the rules, we draw the lines. If your hope is really low, then follow mine. Cause they can keep that one of you, yeah. Truth be told, we're saying, girl, there's only one thing to do. When your bones are aching and you feel like you're lost and your hands are shaking, you can see what you got. When your heart is breaking, oh, don't you see?
Fantastic, guys. We love it. It sounds so good on the radio, but obviously with the acoustic version as well. It truly shows your talents that you can do it without all the tricks in the studio as well.
So. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Now we're going to take listeners back to the beginning.
Okay.
Go back to 2017, one of the first tracks we played here at the radio station. Ready, Steady, Go was actually the first one we played.
Okay, okay.
But Red Stops Traffic is the one that stopped everybody on the road when it came on the radio. And it stopped them in their tracks. So we're going to listen to that studio version and come back with Jocelyn and Chris here at KBNA-FM.
He's gotta go, don't wanna know who's on the other line. like a red stops traffic.
KVNA FM, hot tune from Jocelyn and Chris, Red Stops Traffic.
Oh, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has.
That's cool.
Now, if there's anything you would you change anything to that song?
You know, honestly, no. I mean, I feel like you get yourself in trouble thinking like that sometimes, you know? It's like maybe someday we'll, you know, reimagine it and re-release it or we'll put it back in the live show. It's funny, we have 8 albums now, so it's like, we kind of have to pick and choose what songs we can play at shows, which is an interesting problem to have.
Yeah.
But hearing it makes me think that we should break it out. see what the new perspective can bring to tracks like that. That would be cool.
Well, it's kind of like capturing lightning in a bottle, you know? It's the moment. It's what mm-hmm. is happening in your life now. It's what you see life to be mm-hmm. at that young age. How old were you in 2017?
Oh, geez.
Oh, man. I had just turned 21.
Yeah, I was graduating college, so.
Okay, yeah. I believe it was Chris that was just wrapping up Harvard, is that
I
him?
Was, yeah, okay. yeah. So she was class of 2017, I was class of 2018. So we recorded that entire thing while we were both still full-time students, which was a lot, but also very fun.
Yeah. You lead exciting lives. do you have any time for personal life at all?
Occasionally, you know, sometimes. We try to... When we can, you know, shut off the phone and go do something outside when we can.
Good for you. I did notice during the Facebook takeover pandemic era that you guys had relocated.
Yeah, we were locked down in North Creek, New York, up in the Adirondacks in a cabin in the woods, which was, I would say, you know, of a lot of places, we could have done a lot worse. It was nice to be, like, kind of in nature and... we could go outside when things were getting a little stressful and just, like, you know, scream into the woods.
Yeah. We've got favorite ghosts to prove that things do work out.
Yes.
We hope you get a chance to check it out. Favorite Ghosts, now available. The 8th studio album from Jocelyn and Chris. Can you play us one more tune to finish up this interview?
Yeah. So thank you for having us. This next one, we think this might be the next radio single. It's called Popcorn. And I hope you like it.
Jocelyn and Chris on KVNA.
If this were a movie, we wouldn't be bored. We'd show our well-lit faces and well-lit spaces that no one can really afford. And my anxiety would be quirky and charming. I'd see your jealousy. Love for me instead of just alarming. But no, if this were a comedy, be all in the timing. Find a convenient resolution with a perfect silver lining. You'd write me a letter, I'd sing you a song, and then we'd swear ourselves to strangers and our friends would play along. But no, this isn't a movie. Use it pretending. We're all just messed up people looking for a happy ending. This isn't a movie. We can't play those parts. And all that's left are broken hearts and popcorn. If this were a movie, we'd kiss in the rain, and then you'd stop me in the nick of time before I caught that train. And it would be okay if you followed me home, because anything is better than a girl who's all alone. But this isn't a movie, no use in pretending. We're all just messed up people looking for a happy ending. This isn't a movie. We can't play. This isn't a movie, no use in pretending. We're all just desperate people looking for a happy ending. This isn't a movie, we can't play those parts. And all that's left are broken hearts and popcorn. So save your lines and roll.
Oh, yeah. Popcorn from Jocelyn and Chris here at KVNA FM Studio One. Thank you so much for coming by today. We really appreciate you popping in and jamming with us. Now, Popcorn is a song on your latest release, Favorite Ghosts, the 8th studio album from Jocelyn and Chris. So we've heard it plugged in before, but that version was extra special.
Yeah, it's one of the first times we've played it for radio across the country. So you guys are getting to hear it first.
Awesome. Yeah, our KVNA FM listeners getting a nice treat from Jocelyn and Chris today, performing a couple of acoustics. And again, I just want to reiterate that it just proves the level of your skill and your musicianship, both of you, the control and the ability to pull that off with no tricks in this studio, let me tell you. I mean, we're sharing microphones.
Oh, thank you. I mean, honestly, it's cool to hear them acoustic because that's how they're, you know, initially written by the two of us.
So. Yeah.
Kind of full circle.
It's like we're a fly on the wall at Jocelyn and Chris's couch.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and Chris, I got to say, your guitar is beautiful. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. I love that thing. It is a Breedlove. I have been working with Breedlove for a few years now. They're based up in Oregon. And I mean, if you you're on the radio, so you can't see it. It is absolutely gorgeous. It has
pretty.
This like tiger's eye wood grain pattern, yeah. And I love the sound. But also, their whole company ethos is about like sustainably making guitars, which in the guitar industry has not historically been a thing. So they only use found lumber and sustainable farming, which is like I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah, big fan of that too. And the fact that it sounds spectacular is really important.
Yeah, no sacrifice on the sound. You know, it's really awesome.
Well, I love it when you're plugged in, Chris, but you do a fantastic job acoustic, too.
Thank you.
Jocelyn and Chris, thank you so much for coming by, and we look forward to maybe seeing you in 2023 performing in Flagstaff.
Yeah, we would love to come back. We're gonna put something on the books soon, so
we'll
see you guys soon.
And we'll be sure to pass that on to KVNA-FM listeners. Jocelyn and Chris in the Studio One here at KVNA.